Hello and great morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Crafty Z's Handcrafted Radio. Today's topic is sharing is caring.
So, sharing is caring. Growing up, you were taught that you need to learn to share. Even in most cultures around the world, sharing is part of life, like borrowing a cup of sugar. Even though you can't borrow a cup of sugar. But you get the point. Yet, as we get older, that turns into every man for themselves. Like, say, you find out that shirts are on sale for $5, right? And there is a slew of shirts, like, wow, $5 shirts. And then come to find out, you're like, well, I need shirts. So I'm going to get 2 shirts in every color. I'm going to get 2 red, 2 blue, 2 green, whatever. And you buy your 2 shirts. But instead of telling someone else that their shirts for $5, you're going to go back and get more shirts. And it's just like, that's not, you know, it's like your little secret that there are shirts for $5. But technically, it's really not supposed to be that way. It's supposed to be you get as many shirts as you need for $5. And then you share that information with someone else so that they can get shirts for $5. Because they might need shirts more than you do. So it's like, okay, and then that person, you know, so on and so forth. And we can take it one level higher and do, I buy me 5 shirts, then I buy 5 more shirts for someone else that's in need of shirts. The concept is, it's sharing is caring. Like, you're supposed to be able to say, well, I need 5 shirts. I might be able to afford to buy every shirt here, but I don't need every shirt here. I just need 5 shirts. So I buy my 5 shirts for $5. But come on, it's $5. That's a good deal. Let me get, because I can afford to pay $10 for each shirt, let me take that other $5 and buy 5 more shirts for somebody else who might not be able to afford $5 shirts or a $1 shirt or any portion of money shirt, who just don't have it. It's like there's a need, and I have that ability to fill that need without having to take away from my ability to provide for myself. You know, they tell you, like, on the plane, like, when you're taking flights on the plane, they give you the instructions. Like, when you're on a plane, they give you instructions. They're like, you put your mask on first. You secure your mask. And then secure the child's or whoever else, the other person's mask. Like, in certain cases, it is, in fact, the child, I believe, that you secure your mask first, and then the child's mask gets secured after. And a lot of people feel some kind of way about that, but it's kind of a little bit of both. Because if I'm dead, I can't save you. Like, I can't save you. Like, we both dead. Like, just, you know. So in this instance, it's a matter, it's not saying that you have to give up your own for someone else. And some people do feel that way, that they have to give, like if they had $10, they'd give you $10 and leave themselves with nothing, which is not necessarily what I'm saying. What I'm saying is sharing is caring, which is, I have $5. If I can share $2.50 of that with you, then, you know what I mean? Like, the ability to share, to have and to share, you know, I can give you that $2.50. And then you can do with it what you decide. But if you decide you only need $1.25, or, you know, $1.25 of that, and you want to share that $1.25 with someone else, then go from there. But it promotes progression and prosperity for everyone. You know, it's not just about I'm doing for me. You know, and the reason I say this is because a lot of people religiously feel like my blessing is my blessing. It's mine, you know. That's it. Like, this is my blessing. I figured this out. I was able to get this or whatever, whatnot, and I did the work, and it was because of me is why this. And technically, a lot of times, that's not the case. It's not just you. It's not just about you. You know, it's the concept of it might have been for you at the time to this extent, and then it's meant for you to pass on. Like, not everything you receive is for you to keep. Some things might just be to pass on. It's something, it's like a traditional perspective. My father he sews, a tailor, so to speak, somewhat, not really, but, or an interior designer, and he does everything from scratch, like from the needle to the thread to the fabric to whatever the heck it is, a pair of pants, whatever you can think of. And his goal in life was to simply pass that on. You know, like, that's what our culture is. It's our culture, it's particularly mine, is where you learn something from someone who learned it before you. In other words, my father has sewing, and he teaches my brother to sew or to make fabric or to make, you know, shades and stuff like that. Just that realm of things. And in most, like, other, you know, worldly cultures, it's like, well, you know, I know how to build a table, and all my children's children or anyone that I feel is in that position to apprentice or an apprenticeship, that person will learn to build a table. It's the same concept. It's like everyone nowadays just feels like whatever it is, information that they get, whatever it is, things that they've learned, it's just for them. And truthfully, we can't grow like that. Like, we can't grow in a society or in an area or in as a species to just do for you. You're not designed that way. We're not designed to be by ourselves or to do things just by ourselves. Like, you know, when the wheel was created, whenever that was, it's like someone had to create the wheel, you know what I mean? But the car, the engine, all the extra stuff had to be built with time. Even now, everything that we do is based on historical stuff that we've learned from people before us. You know, you're not going to be here on this earth forever. I don't know, cryogenics, you never know, but I'm just saying, in general, you're not. So why keep that to yourself? Like, why make it seem like straight 007 some of the simplest things? Like, in my concept right now, it's just that as a business, let's just dial it back to and put in more of a focus. As a business person, you do business. But you are not the only person to do business. You won't be the last person to do business. And in some cases, you're not the first. You know, there was someone before you. There was someone before you that made socks. That knitted socks from scratch. There was someone before you that made, I don't know, pants or the phone. Let's go there. The phone. Do you know how many versions of an iPhone bootleg I have seen? To where it's like, it's immense. But it doesn't take away from the fact that the iPhone is still a phone, nevertheless. It's all about what you prefer. I'm an Android person. I have Apple products, but I'm an Android person. So that doesn't take away from the fact that Android makes a phone. iPhone makes a phone. There's a Japanese version of the same phone. There's other concepts with the same core. Like, I make bracelets. I don't make the average bracelet. I make a high quality bracelet. So the material I use is a little higher quality than others, but that doesn't take away from the fact that I still make a bracelet. You know, it's like, but if someone asks me how to make a bracelet, I will be more than happy to share with you how to make a bracelet. Does me telling you how to make a bracelet take away from my ability to make a bracelet? No. Does me telling you how to make a bracelet takes away from the customers that I may have that would purchase my bracelet? No. A lot of people do feel that way. Like, it's like, if I tell this person, business-wise, if I tell this person about the source that I have, then I'm going to lose my source. Like, perfect example. I had a situation where I made something for someone, okay? But I used the source to create this item. Once that person seen the item, they enjoyed the item, and they were wondering if it was possible to give them my source so that they can talk to them about making other items. Now, let's be clear. The item that they want to talk to the person about is not the item I created. It's simply other items that the person is interested in that they want to create. It's not something that I make. In certain cases, majority of the time, people will not tell that person what the source was. But that's selfish. Why? Because the source still needs other means besides you. Perfect example. My source, I only needed like one or two things from that person. And that was it. But the person that asked me for their information wanted a larger order of the item that they had in mind. So instead of taking out of that person's pocket and not sharing the source, I simply shared the source, because sharing is caring. The concept is, I can't provide you with more myself, but someone came to me who is offering more. I could have just as well told her that I'll do it, and then go back to the source and do little by little. But the concept is, I don't need to do that. I shouldn't have to do that. Like, in other words, don't think just because you're sharing information that it's going to take away from whatever you're doing. Because it's not. You know, don't get me wrong, there might be scenarios out there that would in fact put you in a position to regret sharing. But to me, it'll come back to you. You know, it's like, don't be alone in this. Don't try to, in your prosperity, don't bring down other people. You know, it's like, you're going to prosper. Know that you're going to prosper regardless. Know that no matter what happens, you are going to be able to accomplish whatever it is you need to accomplish without taking away from someone else or denying someone else that same opportunity. You know, it's like, whatever you're doing, just be open enough to, if you see someone that's out there that needs the information that it took you 8 years to get, be the bigger person and know that it took you 8 years. It might take that person 8 minutes for you to just tell them what you found out. But the reality is, there were so much other things you might have needed to learn during that 8 years that that person doesn't need. That that person doesn't need to know. And they have their own 8-year battle to fight in the future. it's not for you to decide. Information is not just for whoever it is that has gotten it. It's a blessing, and that blessing needs to be shared, no matter what. Sharing is caring. So, care.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You are greatly appreciated. Know that today you will be great. Tomorrow you will be greater. Yesterday you were okay. I'm just kidding. Thank you again so much for tuning in. You have been a great audience. And I will talk to you soon. Have a craftastic day. Crafty Z, your host, is out.